From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. On Capitol Hill, skepticism towards the agreement with Iran on curbing its nuclear activities. Tehran has agreed to stop enriching weapons-grade uranium for 6 months in return for some sanctions relief. But Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss says Iran can't be trusted.
They continue to hide their development of these weapons, and, you know, in spite of their agreement here to reduce the enrichment, the 20% stockpile that they have enriched, they can go to North Korea and buy that from them in a heartbeat.
Secretary of State John Kerry insists the agreement includes verification of Iran's activities. Afghan President Hamid Karzai now says he will not sign a security agreement with the U.S. until there's peace in Afghanistan. NPR's Sean Carberry reports Karzai issued his latest position while addressing the closing session of the Loya Jirga, or Grand Assembly, in Kabul today.
The Loya Jirga that Karzai convened to debate the proposed security agreement overwhelmingly approved the deal that will allow thousands of U.S. troops to remain in Afghanistan after 2014. And they called on the president to sign as soon as possible. Karzai said several days ago he would not sign until after the presidential election next spring, but his latest statements create even more uncertainty. Karzai claims that if the U.S. is sincere and brings peace to Afghanistan, he will sign the security agreement. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul says it is still studying Karzai's latest speech and says the deal should be signed quickly. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Egypt's interim president is banning public gatherings of more than 10 people without prior approval. Violators face hefty fines and prison. President Adli Mansour signed the law today as thousands of protesters were in the streets of Cairo. Voters in Honduras went to the polls today to choose a new president. The election comes 4 years after a coup. Hondurans have a lot at stake. The country has the world's highest murder rate. Drug trafficking and corruption are rampant. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn tells us from Honduras, the economy is on the brink of collapse.
What they're going to have to take care of most definitely is the economy. It's in shambles. And both of the two major contenders, those who are at the top of the polls, say that they need to reengage with the IMF, which is most important. They lost IMF funding, cooperation with the IMF after the coup, and they need that money. Honduras is in incredible debt. It can't pay its workers, it can't pay its doctors, teachers, it's borrowing on the international market. Both have said they'll reengage with the IMF, but that's a very difficult thing because that implies a lot of austerity measures. And in a country where there's underemployment and unemployment of two-thirds of the people, it's going to be very difficult to implement all that. So going forward, it's going to be challenging whoever wins this election.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Honduras. This is NPR. The winter storm that's caused flooding, snow, and hundreds of accidents and is linked to at least 8 deaths in the western U.S. is now moving south and east. NPR's Sarah Ventry reports.
As the storm moves out of the west, it's expected to create more hazardous conditions on roads and could cause delays for air travel. And according to Brian Cordy of the National Weather Service, the problem with this storm is its timing, right around the busy Thanksgiving holiday travel.
People traveling in the southeastern U.S. on Tuesday and into early Wednesday are going to be affected significantly. And then people in the northeast basically on Wednesday and then into Thursday are going to be affected.
Among the many accidents caused as a result of the storm so far was one that injured 3 members of country singer Willie Nelson's band near Sulphur Springs, Texas. Sarah Ventry, NPR News.
The average price for a gallon of gas across the country is reversing course and edging up. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's the first price hike since September 6th.
In these 2 weeks, the price of regular grade is up 3 cents to $3.25. And just prior to now, they had crashed by 37 cents per gallon over 9 weeks.
Lundberg says crude oil has become more expensive and refiners can't cut prices anymore. The new Hunger Games sequel, Catching Fire, is setting a record at the box office. It's taken in more than $161 million, the most for a November opening. And Catching Fire is doing far better overseas than the 2012 original, taking in more than $146 million internationally. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.